Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is about what to do when you hit the wall and feel you can't press on. Accept that this is normal. Pace yourself and visualize the accomplishment ahead. You may have heard about the so-called wall that marathoners hit around mile 18. Your body is exhausted, your mind is fuzzy, and your determination to finish the race is flagging. You've run for a long time, but you still have a long ways to go. You have to find a way to keep putting one foot in front of the other. 6 months into life during a pandemic, a lot of people are hitting the wall. We are exhausted physically, mentally, and emotionally. Everything seems hard and so much is uncertain, with no obvious end in sight. Still, we have to keep going, day after day. And so, on those days when you hit the wall, accept that it's normal. What we are experiencing right now is hard. The demands on us have increased. Simultaneously, many of our usual restorative practices are less available, whether that's exercising at the gym, socializing with friends, or going to church or temple. Of course, we're worn out. It's natural, inevitable. Accept that. No need to feel guilty or embarrassed. It's just where we are, and no one expects perkiness at mile 18. So what can we do? For one thing, we can pace ourselves. Don't set unrealistically high goals. Instead, set attainable ones. In a race, you might just get through to the next water station or even the next light post. And when you reach your goals, give yourself permission to rest for a bit if you want to. In the one marathon I ran, I spent a lot of time walking after mile 18. Slow is good. Over the long term, steady work at a sustainable pace is better than a sprint followed by utter depletion. Another thing we can do is visualize our victories to come. No, not necessarily the end of the pandemic, though we do all hope that will come soon. Rather, visualize the small accomplishments you'll achieve in the meantime. That project you'll complete, the article you'll write, the pitch you'll prepare. When you feel you can't work another moment, imagine the work done and find the motivation to inch your way just a little bit closer to completion. At the beginning of the pandemic and remote work, you may have decided that you were going to be the employee of the year, master French pastries, become fluent in Spanish, and so forth. If you did any of those things, that's awesome. But if you didn't, that's okay too. It's worth considering that every marathon finisher gets a medal. You don't have to finish in first place. You don't even have to get a personal best. Getting it done is accomplishment enough. So on those days when you hit the wall, remember that marathon finisher medal. It's normal if you feel worn out, but things will get better. This will be over at some point. For now, just keep putting one foot in front of the other. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.